Hi, friends. Today's activities is one of my favorite little biohacks, and it's actually pretty simple. When you feel down or low energy or in a rut or you get bad news, a simple shift in your current energy works wonders. And shifting your energy can be as simple as mixing up your environment or the current state of your own body's energy. Have you ever noticed that you can be in a total rut and then go to an amazing yoga class or hit the gym super hard and you come out feeling like a brand new person? You just shifted your energy. Or on the flip side, you feel great and then you get in a heated argument and you're just drained. You just depleted your energy. So just as easy as you wipe yourself out, you can wipe yourself up. I'm not sure that's the right term, but... So my favorite ways to do this are using parts of my body in the fullest expression. So this can include breath work, where I'm fully inhaling and exhaling, or whatever breath work technique that you want to use. There's a lot of great ones on YouTube. Or really moving my body. That's why I love yoga, because it's just really expansive. But also tribal dancing in my bedroom. Certain cultures believe that tribal dancing has such a powerful effect to your energy that it can make it rain or change the crop season. It's that powerful. I also feel like there's nothing quite like using the full range of your voice. So I love doing karaoke to Adele or something that really uses that full capacity of my vocal range. And this one sounds strange, but try this when you're alone. Just make sounds. See what noises you can get to come from your throat. Be weird about it. We're all living in these bubbles of the expectations of society. It's like high school when we're afraid to let our freak flag fly because somebody's going to call us uncool. And we're too afraid to use our voices and bodies in the most expansive ways that we can because people will think it's weird. But try it. Make a bunch of really weird animalistic sounds and see how you feel. I love making this part of my morning routine. So think of yourself like the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. Remember when he first comes to life and he slowly moves each limb one by one, working out all the creaks and squeaks to get his body moving? Well, Tin Man it up today. Warming up your voice and body in a way that really feels good to you is such a powerful morning practice. It helps me come at the day with the fire of the wild woman I am. So get out there and get weird.